Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. Sometimes this program ends up being an ongoing diary of what's happened here on Pinecrest Ranch. Easter was a little different this year because the kids keep adding more kids to the mix. And to accommodate the other sides of family members and possible future family members, we had our Easter get-together on Saturday before Easter. All of our kids were able to make it home, along with Beth's folks and my mom. We were missing a son-in-law who was at roping in Oklahoma and our oldest granddaughter, but we had Wyatt's girlfriend and Hannah's boyfriend joining us, so the number of plates came out right. My daughter Hannah and daughter-in-law Michaela had both gone quite a while without a horseback ride, and I wanted to put another ride on a mare that I had someone interested in buying. Hannah's boyfriend David and my nearly 4-year-old grandson Clancy were also good to go. We saddled 4 horses and I had Clancy on with me. We also had 2 extra dogs who I was not really excited about introducing to the new mothers in the cow herd. So when we got to the electric fence, I recommended that we not go any further with the entire troop. Michaela asked if I was sure I didn't want to go ahead and ride through the cows while I was that close, and I seldom turned down an opportunity to look at the cows. So I had Hannah take the rail loose from the fence and let me through, figuring it would take Clancy and I just a few minutes to look the cows over. When we got to the north end and found a second calver with just one leg protruding from the back, it changed the plans for a nice quiet ride. The cow was a bit distressed, and Clancy mentioned fairly quickly that he really didn't like to trot. It became pretty clear pretty fast that trotting was not going to be fast enough. But we made an effort to head the cow back to headquarters. As I got close to where we had started, I saw that the rest of the riders had apparently gotten tired of waiting on us and were halfway back to the house. My use of my loud outdoor voice made Clancy and the cow pretty nervous, but drew no response from the retreating riders. The cow got by us, and since there can be negative effects of taking a 4-year-old on more the ride than they really want, the possibilities ranging from scarring them so badly that they never want to get on another horse, or even worse, having them lose their sense of fear and growing up to ride bulls and saddle broncs. I thought I would play it safe and take Clancy back. The riders did happen to look over their shoulders, and my waving my hat did get their attention. They came back, and I passed Clancy off to Michaela and sent her and David ahead to open the gate into the corral. Hannah stayed with me to bring up the cow, who was feeling pretty confident since she had gotten by me and gone back to the original starting point. We made it to the driveway, but Hannah and her horse were both a little rusty from having the winter off, and they didn't get the cow turned toward the pens. By the time I got around her, she had decided she was not interested in going to the pens and went over the neighbor's fence. I went around through the gate and was able to run her back through the fence and get her on the road. Michaela had taken Clancy back and given her horse to Wyatt, who came up the road in a hurry to help me get the cow back to the pens. And when I dropped a loop on her, we were headed full speed down the path to Plan B. We were able to get a wrap around the concrete railroad tie corner post, but when the cow hit the end of the rope, she stretched my 40-footer out to about 50 before the rope snapped, leaving us around 35 still trailing the cow. By now, she was fully transitioned from flight to fight mode, but at least that let me get close enough to pick up the end of my rope. I'd tightened up my cinch, but being in a hurry, I had not rehooked my back cinch. By the time the cow had choked down, I was feeling like I was riding downhill pretty badly, even though we were on one of the flattest spots on the ranch. Wyatt was able to get the other foot out. It wasn't clear back, just kind of hung up on the cow's pelvis. He said he had it straight and could feel the nose, so I told him to call it good and pull off the loop. He really thought we should go ahead and pull it, and I was not in a great spot to argue. He got the calf out, but the cow was not feeling maternal by this point and ended up laying down in the mud hole where the tank had overflowed. By the time Wyatt got the loop off the cow, his Sunday bests were looking a bit on the soiled side, and I really did feel bad watching him step into the mud with his very nice new boots. He went home, and I was able to get the calf in front of the cow, and she did settle down and claim it. Just another typical holiday celebration on the ranch. But at least I was able to tell my potential mare customer that yes, we have handled a rope off of her. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. Hoping that the Lord blesses you real good today and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.